A competition in U.S. politics that nobody wants to win. Yep, talking about who had the biggest lie of the year.
And the results are in.
Yeah,
Josh Lev's here with that answer.
You guys got your own drum roll going up.
I was trying with that. So the biggest lie of the year, that's not something anyone wants to hold the title to.
Yeah, it's a dubious distinction. And you know where it comes from? It comes from PolitiFact.com. This is that reality-checking website from the St. Petersburg Times. It gives rulings on what politicians say, and they're constantly looking at new assertions. It goes from true through half-true all the way down to pants on fire. They're friends of our show here. They pulled out some of what they call the biggest lies of the year. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you a couple candidates and then the winner. One of the candidates was this.
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally. It's not true.
Representative Joe Wilson famously yelled, "You lie," at that moment. PolitiFact said that while there has been a debate, there is a debate over how illegal immigrants would be impacted by health care legislation, there was not enough to make the case that President Obama had lied, so they made Wilson's accusation a candidate for lie of the year. But another candidate was this from President Obama, saying why insurance companies should be required to cover preventive care.
Because there's no reason we shouldn't be catching diseases like breast cancer and colon cancer before they get worse. That makes sense, it saves money, and it saves lives.
Preventive care does help save lives and is important, but PolitiFact says it actually does not save the country money. Congressional Budget Office says that it adds to overall costs. All right, so those were a couple of the other examples, but in the end, the lie of the year, by far, according to PolitiFact.com, there's our drum roll, was this. It was from former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin saying seniors and the disabled will have to stand in front of Obama's death panel so his bureaucrats can decide whether they are worthy of health care. PolitiFact said the health care bill she was talking about did not establish anything like that, so the editors of PolitiFact chose it for their lie of the year, and they held a poll on their website in which people could vote. They got about 5,000 votes. 61% named it top lie of the year. And to be fair, PolitiFact points out that she stands by this. Last month, she told this to the National Review, a conservative publication. She said the term should not be taken literally. She called it a lot like when President Reagan used to refer to the Soviet Union as the evil empire. He got his point across. He got people thinking and researching what he was talking about. It was quite effective, she says. Same thing with death panels. I would characterize them like that again in a heartbeat. What do you think? Here's how you can weigh in. We're talking about it today on the blog, also Facebook and Twitter. Josh Lev CNN. The blog is cnn.com/Josh. Tell us what you think. Was it the biggest lie of the year? Did it have the biggest impact? Do you view it as a lie? What do you think about all this? So there you go. Betty and Rob, PolitiFact's choice and the viewer's choice on their website for lie of the year.